Here we go. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 says, "Since we are receiving our rights to an unshakable kingdom, we should be extremely thankful and offer God the purest worship that delights His heart. As we lay down our lives in absolute surrender, filled with awe, for our God is a holy and devouring fire." So let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. We just invite your spirit to be here, to be honored. We want to glorify you, magnify you today. We give you all the honor and all the glory, for you are due. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome. We're glad you're here. Jump into worship this morning.
Thank you. joy. God's really been speaking to me about his love and just really opening my eyes even deeper to just how much he loves. And I am so excited. So excited about that love. I'm so excited to be here with you and to share that with you and declare that with you and to just praise him, because honestly, all the glory, all the praise, all the honor is due to him. I don't even deserve it, and he still gives. He still wants good for my life, and how can I do anything else? How can I do anything else but praise him? I want you to keep that in mind as we sing. We're going to be doing a new song today, too, and I want you to keep that in your hearts and your minds as we worship him and as we lift him up. He's already given to us. He's already given everything. And when we worship him, it's just our opportunity to give back, to open our hearts, to lay down our lives and say, yeah, your ways are higher than my ways. Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. You know better than me. You make decisions way better than me. Everything. And so just enter that place with me today of just gratefulness and thankfulness for what he's done, and that we have the opportunity and we have the ability to just lay it down and give it back to him, to give that praise back and give that thanks back.
Thank you.
I'm going to throw a little wrench in this. I want to do that song one more time, at least just once through. But I want to read a scripture to you out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Actually, a couple scriptures, but Paul says this to the Corinthians. He says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every work." I am not up here to try and convince you you need to give. I don't believe in trying to pay God like he's the mafia for protection money. He's going to get it one way or another, so you might as well give it to him. I don't think that's right. I think that the Lord desires to teach us how to worship him in all things. And listen, in all things that we do, whether that's in love, in time, in money, friendships, our marriage, all of it, it's worship to him. And however we sow into it is how we reap back out of it. And so today is an opportunity to sow. If you don't currently call this church home, I would encourage you to tithe in whatever church you call home. If you want to give an offering, that's up to you. But I would encourage you to give, as far as tithes go, in your home church. We have boxes in the back. If you don't want to walk down here and put it in here, you can go online, akbridgeofhope.com. There's a give button on there. You can pay with PayPal. Safe. I want to encourage you in this, though. If you give by credit card, don't go into debt to give to the church. That's a bad idea. If you're going to give with a credit card, be responsible and pay it off. Amen. Thank you. I needed somebody to amen me here. So we're going to worship one more time in this song here. And as we are, you guys can come down and give. And so everybody stand. I want to pray for this offering and this tithe. So, Father, thank you for this amazing opportunity to worship you with all that we have, with our finances, with our lives, with our relationships. And so today, as we give of what you've already given to us, God, it's all yours anyway, but we take a step of obedience in worship to you today. We thank you that as we give generously, we will also reap generously. We thank you. We give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our God is an all-consuming fire. I want us to think about that for a minute. And I want to change our perspective a little bit. In the three Gospels and in 1 Corinthians 11, where this communion feast is instituted, we've got our prepositional phrases all figured out. This do in remembrance of me. We've got that one pretty good. But there's one right before that that we kind of just, it's really quick. It's only two words. This is my body, which is broken for you. This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you. And that goes by really quick. And our tendency is to interpret that we needed something and he did it for us. But I think we miss the because that goes with the for. Day after tomorrow, November 12th, in 1986, a young lady was driving to work on a Saturday morning in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And going to go open the store and go to work. It was before sun came up. She rounds a corner, comes up over a little rise, and there's a car in her lane coming at her 90 miles an hour. She swerves out of the way just to get T-boned in the driver's door by a drunk driver, 17 years old, kills her instantly, and like most drunk driving, doesn't do anything to the kid driving the other car. Turns out he was a honor student. He was first chair in the marching band. He was one of the anchor kids in the youth group at his church. Stellar dude. But doing the wrong things on a Friday night trying to race home before the sun came up and took another person's life. The court drug on for a year and a half. Friends, family, teachers, churchgoers, neighbors, all came and testified on this kid's behalf. And the judge got to the sentencing portion and he said, "I believe everyone that has come up here and spoken, in fact, I believe you, that you've learned your lesson, and you'll never touch alcohol again. But an innocent young life was ended because of your actions." He'd already been 16 months waiting for the court. The judge said, "Sentence of 2 years, time already served, you're out in 8 months." And everybody went, "Seems a little light." But then the judge said, "And every November 12th, for the rest of your life, I expect you to be at the memorial erected by this girl's parents on the side of the road. And every November 12th, you will spend your day remembering her." Do we recognize the fact that what we are remembering is an innocent life that was taken by my actions? Do I realize that it was my sin? It was my hand driving the nail. It was my rebellion that caused the all-consuming fire to take his bright and morning star and offer him for me. For me is not just a prepositional phrase we need to run by. It was for me and my actions that the King of Heaven had his life taken. For me. So as we hold these little reminders, we need to go back to the scene of the accident and say, "Father, I am so unworthy of what you have given me. But but I am so grateful for a love that would give your most innocent, prized, perfect possession in exchange for me. That's what is in your hand. This cup is the new will and testament of my blood, which has been shed for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Jesus, we are so humbled when we think of the fact that it was our sin that put you on the cross. And it was an immeasurable love of a Father who chased us down and exchanged our worthless lives for the life of a spotless lamb. It doesn't seem right. But we are born again as your children, adopted into your family, filled with a life, the power of your Spirit that raised your Son from the dead. It's been given freely to us. We say thank you. Thank you. May we never forget what it cost you to buy us back. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. You can be seated. We got some good smelling stuff in here. How many of you are hungry? So after service, we have Thanksgiving in the gym. Turkeys have been provided, hams. There's plenty of food. Don't worry if you didn't bring anything, just come. Come enjoy company of fellow believers. After we eat, so Christmas of Hope is going on. We need lots and lots of help. So I encourage you to come in. We have team leaders that are going to be here, and we need people to serve and to help and to minister to our community. Another thing I want to encourage you is invite your friends and family. It's not fun if it's just us just wandering around and there's a couple people wandering around. So I think it's going to be bigger and better. We have a lot more advertisement this year. It's our second annual, and I think it's going to be even better than last year. Last year was a lot of fun, and we had a really good turnout. So Monday nights, if you want to laugh at yourself, come play volleyball. It's a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun on Monday nights at 7 p.m. I'm going to let you announce about the food pantry. And then teen night. Youth. Friday night, 7 p.m. And on the 16th, which is this Saturday, Men of Hope. It's been great. Last time we had Dave and Dave do their testimonies, and it was awesome to hear and get to know more about them. So I encourage you, men, come out. It's a time to be get transparent with each other, get to know each other, and to build each other up to be the men that we're called to be. So I encourage you to come. What's that? Canned corn. I think we've already met the goal, but you continue to give. If you want to give, it won't go to waste for sure. And then next Sunday, we'll be announcing about the Operation Christmas Child. There'll be boxes in the back, correct, to be picked up for Operation Christmas Child. They'll be making announcement more with more details about that. And then you can announce about the community clothing closet as well. And Christmas Hope, December 14th. Sandra has an announcement, and you have an announcement, so why don't you come up.
She'll go first. Good morning. So I made notes this time so I wouldn't forget anything, because we have a really, really busy week. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Is that good, Deanna? Thank you. Okay. On an average, we're serving about 55 people in our community a week. They come in on Wednesday, and Mr. Dan has been so faithful. He has picking up our food every single week. So he goes all the way to the river, picks it all up, drives it in, we unload it, we sort it, and then we open up our pantry from 4 to 5 to anyone who can use it. You just need to bring a valid ID and proof that you live in the area, and that's standard with any food pantry across the board now, anyone that you attend. So Eagle River Food Pantry is open in the same way, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're open Wednesday, and then Miss Joy opens in the Presbyterian Church parking lot on Saturday. So the idea was 6 days a week, people in our community can get food. If you need shelf-stable items, you have to bring a little more ID, and I have all the paperwork on that, and we share that with people when they come in, as well as we share about Pregnancy Resource Center, that they're a clothing closet for our expecting moms and our babies, and that we have clothes 5 and up that we do once a month, and we also share about the Crossings Food Pantry. We shared about today's meal, any information that's community-minded that will not cost people anything, I'm more than welcome to share downstairs. So I need to get Christmas of Hope flyers because I haven't been able to hand those out. These little bins. I have one of these at Vitus, right? I still call it Ausmays. And I will tell you, our community is giving us about between $20 and $30 a month in this little bin that's sitting on the shelf, like on the counter at Alice Mays. It's the only place I have one. I've attempted at some other businesses, and they're collecting for other people. So if you know of anybody or any place, and I would like to keep in the Eagle River Chugach area since that's the only place our pantry serves, I have lots of these. They're really difficult to make, as you can tell, out of my soup container. So I can get you as many as you want, but all these little things add up. Yeah. My biggest announcement is Food Bank wants to make us a food bank. So they have already approved us to be an actual food bank starting in the new year, and it just requires very little as far as handing some paperwork in, and then we can now go to the food bank and buy food at 19 cents a pound, which goes a really long way. So I spent $9 and filled my car with saltines the other day. It's amazing how far that goes. So Thanksgiving week is a huge week for food, obviously. So November 23rd, I will be at Walmart collecting food, and when people walk in, they'll see me and other lovely volunteers. Let me know if you want to volunteer. Dalton helped me last time, and we had a competition on who could talk to people fast enough as they walked in, and we became very competitive and would switch sides of the table. We're like, can you hand it to them and say what we're doing fast enough before they walk by without scaring them? We hand them these and just say, if you're able to pick up a few items and bring it back, and anytime we have Bridge of Hope people at our table, all the money that goes in the can comes right into this building and helps us however we can. And then the food pantry in Eagle River shares the food with us, however much I can bring back over. And you're welcome to purchase any of these things anytime. These are our basic shopping lists, and I have a pile of these. This is just our information sheet. If you know people that you could hand this out to, I have gone to every school and given it to every nurse. I'm not sure if the information's getting out there, but this has all our hours and our times and our contact. So, Saturday, Walmart food drive. Sunday, church. Monday, Thanksgiving blessing at Joy Lutheran. And is that right? Joy Lutheran? I just said it and that sounded wrong. It's in Eagle River. Kim Shaw will be there. I'll be there. That's when our community comes in. I think it was the year that they said stay off the roads and it's too dangerous to drive. 312 families came because they needed a meal. After that closes, Food Pantry takes everything back and we're getting a portion of everything left over. So that's on Monday night. Tuesday, volunteers are needed at the Food Pantry to sort all of that and load up anything we can put into our food pantry to hand out on Wednesday. Wednesday, I have food pantry. Thursday, Thanksgiving, and Friday, we are open for clothing closet and a food pantry again. So Thanksgiving week is really busy. If you have any pockets of time in there, if you just want to contact me, I would be glad to share with you whether you want to, like, organize canned soup or hand corn. The Thanksgiving blessing is a great way to volunteer. I got involved with that because it was the only place I could find I could take my kids legally and volunteer when they were little. And because legally you just can't with little kids, but you put them behind a table and you're in charge of corn, beans, smile, restock. And they've been doing it since they could stand. And they loved it. And it's amazing how many people you meet doing that. So, any other questions? I know it's a lot of information. Basically, all of Thanksgiving week. There's a lot to do. And then just turn around and get ready for Christmas of Hope. That's it.
Would you play the video?
Thank you.
So that was a trip that we took in February to Okalau, Kenya, and we are going back in April. I'm taking a team in, and we will. When we went in February, we actually went into four schools, right? I don't care if it's four or five. Four or five schools. We actually ministered to about 500 students. Where we're going to be going to is called the Father's Light, and she's starting a mission school in January. So the opportunity has been given for us to actually closely empower the teachers and equip them. So we want to be able to really pour out our love onto them and really to pray over them and really to bring tools for their toolbox. So we're inviting you to come along here in April 2020. I would like to have a team put together by Thanksgiving because we need to do some planning and some strategizing, figuring out what we're going to actually be bringing over there to them. The other thing is there are some immunizations internationally that I would recommend you do, and there are some time you have to do them in sequences. So like if you want, the one that I would recommend is hepatitis A and B, and that you have to do in a series of shots. So that's why we need to get, if you're going to come on the team and you're going to do the shot, we got to get it done. So please contact me if you have any other questions. We're going to open up to anybody at this time. We are limited to 10 people. We are actually open. There are a few teams that are going to be coming with us. And I think I have at least four of the slots for sure open, or for sure going, so I have about six that are still a question. So contact me if you have any other questions. Thanks.
So during family devotions, Africa comes up a lot at my house. And this, when God spoke to Sam, it wasn't just specifically Africa. But I wanted to share this with you. The prophetic word that goes with this picture is God's kingdom come, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if you feel your heart jump and you feel like God is saying, give me your yes, we get to join with him in pursuit of a people, and it's an absolute fabulous thing. Oh, one other thing that I want to say is that you don't have to be a teacher to go love on and just pour into these teachers. And it's not a mission school. It's a preschool and kindergarten being started by the mission, the Father's Delight. So just bringing love.
Kids, you ready?
Yes.
You're the big kid. You can go. Small kids and big kids can go to their class. Everybody stand up, greet each other just for a couple minutes, and we'll have the word.